Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith with Parks and Rec. She does a lot of other things, but good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's time, Jolene, for our annual event, and it is?
It's the Healthiest State Walk, and this will be the 7th year. It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
It certainly doesn't, but hopefully we've been keep on walking. But, you know, it's sometimes we just need a little boost to get that done. And so they continue to have this healthiest walk. And when is it?
It is Wednesday, October 3rd, and there is 5 walks in Cass County. Some of them are, you'll have to check with the schools because some of the schools, I'm sure, are closed. And there's one in at the Atlantic High School. There's 2 at the hospital. And there's one in Messina, and I think they're walking around Lake Anita, but you need to call a school and check to make sure that you can walk with them because some of the schools, well, we have to be anymore, are letting people walk with them.
Okay. But that's pretty exciting. I don't know whether that's more than we've had in the past or maybe more that we publicly know about.
It's probably more than we know about. The schools have been doing it in their gym most of the years, and it's just during gym class. They get the kids outside and walk if the weather's nice.
Uh-huh.
But I think this is probably the first year that Messina has gone. They're going to Lake Anita to walk. Usually they just walk in the gym, and I think Griswold walks in the gym, and Anita walks in the gym. So it's catching on and getting people to walk, because the theme this year is walk more, connect more. And with all the strange things going on, you do want to connect with people you're walking with so you know who's around you. Be very aware of your surroundings. I was told that years and years ago, and I am still very aware of my surroundings.
And it's even more important than it was years ago.
It is.
And when you first said that, connect, I'm thinking that's that sociability, and I know there's lots of research that says if you want to accomplish something related to exercise, diet, whatever it is, get together with a friend.
Yes, that is correct. Get your neighbor out, your husband, your kids, and go for a walk with them. And this just helps with obesity. It helps with communication. You can talk to them face-to-face. And it just helps your health all the way around. If you just walk 30 minutes a day, it doesn't have to be all 30 minutes. If you just walk 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there, you'll have it in before you know it. And we do have the lovely, lovely walking maps for Atlantic, Anita, Messina, Griswold, Lewis. Did I miss anybody?
Cumberland? Do we have one for Cumberland?
Yes, I think we do. And they are so nice.
It's, yeah, those are wonderful, and we've been having those out at various places. Do you know now where they could be picked up?
We had them out at Shelburgs. They're at the Chamber. They're at the City Hall. You can go out to Public Health, and they have them on the wall right inside the door. You don't even have to go clear in the building.
And I think they were at the park in Anita. I mean, you kind of look around if you haven't seen one of those. And I'm thinking you could even go online.
You can. Do you go on the Park and Rec or just the Chamber of Commerce or the City of Atlantic? Just look around.
One of those, yeah, probably it will be
look
there.
Look around.
Yeah, pretty. And they sort of give options. Some of them give you options if you want to walk this far or this far. You have options. That's pretty exciting stuff. And I think we have to give credit to a number of people. But Beth Olson had gotten from Public Health, had gotten a grant to get those all put together. And that took some work to go out. It wasn't just like, well, okay, we'll draw these lines in the map. Somebody went out and walked.
Yes, they had to get the mileage on them because they have the miles on them. In Atlantic, they have a city walking map, and then they have a town walking map. So you can choose where you want to walk.
And then you could go out to Shelburgs.
Yes, then you can go out to Shelburgs and walk. We are going to be Royal Neighbors again, and Park and Rec are going to be at the West Shelter from 11:30 to 1, just for those that happen to be out there then. We'll be giving out bottled water. But you can come out all day, anytime during the day, and walk. Seth is going to try to get a trail camera out there, so we do know about how many people walk. But if you've ever been out there, there's always been a lot of people walking, which we're very thankful for. this is something that needs to be used in this town, and people are using it.
That's great. And yes, and if that's something you haven't done, well, here's the day to start for sure, because again, you have options. And then we should mention, in addition to walking, let's just throw in, you could take your dog there.
Yes, you can take your dog to the dog park, and we have one of the nicest dog parks in the area for the dogs to run around. I know the biggest complaint we get out there is there's no shade, but you can't grow a tree in a couple years. It takes a long time to grow a nice shade tree, so we've got quite a few started, if the deer will leave them alone and the beavers, but we're trying. Yeah. That's all you can do with shade trees.
Always something. And I want to come back to some things that Park and Rec is doing, but let's are there some more information there about walking that you would like to share, Jolene?
Oh, there's social benefits. You just get to talk to your neighbor, and you provide relationships with other people, with a buddy system. And with the strange things going along, it's a good idea to have a buddy system, or at least have your phone with you so that you can contact somebody. There's emotional benefits. It relieves anxiety and stress. It improves your sleep. There's just a lot of things. Improves your mood. And walking is one of the healthiest things you can do. It's one of the cheapest exercise you can do. You can do it all year round, inside, outside. We have inside places to walk here. But to get out in the fresh air is just really nice. Okay. And to see the wildlife out there now, the geese are coming through, and the pelicans will probably be coming, but they're only here a day, so you have to be there the right day.
You better walk every day.
Yeah, walk every day to see them. And now we have the expanded trail that goes clear out to KJN and around the well fields. I think it's 5 or 6 miles. My daughter's been walking it, and I think it's between 5 and 6 miles. So
Very good.
Have an option of walking a half a mile or 6 miles.
And as you said, there are places inside. I know the hospital has a walking, actually map of thing.
Yes.
And there are probably other places we haven't talked about. So there's probably no excuse for
really isn't. Someone has told me at Walmart that a lot of people go out and just walk the perimeter.
Yes.
Around there. So if you don't take a shopping cart, you're all right. Just go walk around the perimeter and
true.
The hospital.
That's true.
You can walk any time out there.
You mentioned this is the 7th year. How did all this get started?
Governor Branstad started it when he was governor, because we really, really ranked low on being one of the healthiest states. And it's really hard to come up on that, because this includes obesity, your smoking, your diet, your exercise. It includes everything. So it's hard to come up in the rankings. But if one little step you can take is walking.
And as you say, not expensive.
No.
It doesn't take long to prepare. You know,
no,
there's not a lot
no.
of equipment involved, all that kind of thing. So pretty easy to do. And we'll remind folks here in a minute of where all those things are happening. But let's talk a little more about Parks and Rec. There's always something going on, Jolene, and you're on that board.
Oh, I know. I said it just keeps Seth so busy. And, of course, his college kids have gone back to school, so he just has the 2 full-time mowers right now. They're back to mowing again. But the West shelter did get completed. We have ordered a playground equipment, but of course everything depends on the weather, whether it's going to get up this year or it will be put up in the spring of next year. There will be a permanent porta potty. It will be permanent. It won't be the kind that are portable on the west end, and then the bathhouse and shelter on the east end will go up. And this is the rest of our Envision Iowa money that we are using, and we have to use it or we lose it.
Well, lots of opportunities to use it. And of course, this, when we talk about Parks and Rec, this is just Atlantic.
Yes.
And so remember, there are all kinds of parks and all kinds of things going on throughout the county.
Yes. They have 13 parks to mow and take care of. So, I mean, they are busy all the time. And if anybody would like to plant a great big shade tree, we would sure be willing to take it.
Good point. Are there other things that volunteers can do?
Right now, we aren't doing too much. In the spring, we have a cleanup. But right now, they will be planting trees out there. I think Trees Forever are planting some. But if anybody else would like to plant a tree, we will accept it.
Good, good. And Seth Stathelm, of course, is the person that Jolene's been talking mm-hmm. about, or talk to Jolene or any of the other board members. Okay, remind us, Jolene, about the walks that we know are planned.
Okay, there's a walk at Shelburgs on Wednesday, October 3rd. You can come out any time and walk. Park Board and Royal Neighbors will be out there from 11:30 to 1 with bottled water. There's walks at the school. I think both Schuler, Washington, and the high school will be walking. Messina has a walk, but they will be at Anita Park, so be sure and call the schools before you join them to make sure it's okay. The hospital has two walks.
Okay, so you could always start one wherever you are at, too.
Great idea.
Okay, thanks so much, Jolene Smith, for visiting with us and hopefully getting us walking. Until next time, here's something you maybe have to give a second thought. Vince Lombardi said, "The man on top of the mountain didn't just fall there."